always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Shortly after taking off from Portland, Oregon, an Alaska Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing Friday night. KOIN-TV reporter Joyce Ogiri is at Portland International Airport.
Social media video shows that one of the window panels had been blown out. According to the FAA, when the plane reached an altitude of 16,000 feet, it quickly turned around when the crew reported pressure issues. This happened about 6 minutes into the flight. That's according to FlightAware.
The FAA and NTSB are investigating the incident. Will former President Trump be allowed on the ballot? The Supreme Court will decide. CBS News chief legal correspondent Jen Crawford tells us they'll look at a specific provision in making their ruling.
That provision was adopted after the Civil War, and it bars insurrectionists from holding federal office. Up until last month, other state courts had ruled that the provision did not apply to Trump. Colorado was the first, and since then we've seen voters at mostly Democratic states like Oregon, California, the Maine Secretary of State, all wanting to throw him off the ballot. So the court really had no choice but to take this up.
President Biden's ramping up his reelection campaign.
Speaking at Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, where George Washington regrouped American forces during the War of Independence, President Biden said there is much at stake.
As we begin this election year, we must be clear. Democracy is on the ballot.
The president spoke as the nation prepares to mark 3 years since the Capitol insurrection.
A day forever shared in our memory because it was on that day that we nearly lost America, lost it all.
And Mr. Biden said the rioters who stormed the Capitol on January 6th and are routinely praised by Donald Trump are not patriots. They are insurrectionists. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Well, it is winter, so it shouldn't be a surprise millions could be in for some very wintry weather this weekend. CBS Boston's Beth Romano.
Crews are gearing up in Sudbury, getting the trucks loaded with salt. The kind of activity they haven't seen here in a while, but they like the timing of this one.
We don't have to deal with the commuting traffic, particularly on the tight roads that we have in Sudbury. It alleviates that.
44 pieces of equipment have been readied in the last few days for the job, which in this area could be fairly sizable.
Once the last flight stops here, we need about 5 hours to clean up the entire town and all the parking lots, and we're good to go.
Well, the red carpet's rolled out for the 81st Golden Globes for movies. Barbie and Oppenheimer lead the nominations. On the TV side, Succession has the most, followed by Bear and Only Murders in the Building. The Globes are on tonight, tomorrow night on CBS and Paramount Plus. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wookiehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he doesn't support efforts to keep Donald Trump off the presidential primary ballot in Wisconsin. The Democratic governor tells the Journal Sentinel that doing that would only anger the Republicans' base and justify Trump's claims the deck is stacked against him. 41 public schools in Milwaukee are tearing up playground asphalt and replacing it with trees and native plants. Kids get some relief on hot days.
There's often not very many areas of shade, if any, on these urban schoolyards. There's not a lot of things to naturally do.
Lisa Neeb is with Reflow, the nonprofit which is helping with the project. She says grades go up and behavior problems go down when kids have recess in more natural settings. I'm Nate Wuggiehout, Civic Media News.
Busy day for basketball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college hoops, the Badgers men's team hosts the Nebraska Cornhuskers at the Kohl Center in Madison. Tonight, it's the Bucks and the Rockets in Houston. The Bucks are back home Monday night against the Utah Jazz. College hockey, the Wisconsin Badgers with a 2-1 win last night at Notre Dame. The Badgers now with an 8-game winning streak. They're 17-4. Those two teams play again today. NFL, the Packers host the Bears. Quarterback Jordan Love named the NFC Player of the Week. I asked Love about the tradition of winning in Green Bay.
I think there's so much tradition here in Green Bay, and the main tradition is winning. And, you know, I think, obviously, like you said, there's been a lot of success in the past, but we're just trying to focus on getting better every week, continue that winning tradition, and obviously getting into the playoffs is a huge tradition here as well. So, you know, I think that's what we're looking forward to more than anything is going out, finishing the season off right, and getting a shot in the playoffs.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with a few flurries and snow showers late and lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, more clouds and more snow showers, even a little rain mixed in the afternoon. High to the mid-30s. Snow showers and flurries wrap up tomorrow night, mostly cloudy and mid-30s Sunday. Current temp is 30.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, along with Greg Buck. Kelvin on the board, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Or if you're watching on the stream on YouTube, Facebook, and or Twitter, you can leave a comment there as well. We were talking last hour just a little bit about how we're all over the state now. We have 20 stations all over the state of Wisconsin, and I have in my head assigned Amory, W-L-A-K, as my Nirvana on Earth, even though I have never been there yet.
Wait a minute, hold on. Amory.
Thank
Amory.
You. And now we're getting more information, more Amory facts are coming in, Greg Bach, from our friend and colleague Melissa Kay. Amory is the city of lakes. You have to visit the Amory Family Restaurant on your station tour, a remodeled fast food restaurant with a fireplace serving classic comfort food. Keep them coming. We'll put this down.
There.
Right?
Yeah.
We're absolutely going to do this. Hopefully this summer we'll be able to hit. I'd love to go all over the state.
That'd be great. Like hit like 4 or 5 locations.
That would be so much fun.
That'd be so fun.
It really would. So yes, anytime you want to check in or share something with us, please do so. 844-967-2789. Very special guest coming up at 11:30. Mike Smith is a retired U.S. Navy Rear Admiral in the Navy for over 30 years. And he has been speaking to groups yesterday and today in Milwaukee and Madison about the importance of the upcoming presidential election and the danger that the former president poses to our democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And so Admiral Smith will be joining us at 11:33. Right now, though, I wanted to do a little recap because tomorrow is the third anniversary of the attack on the U.S. Capitol. An attorney for D.C., Matthew Graysved, said the day was likely the largest single-day mass assault of law enforcement officers in our nation's history.
Yeah.
140 officers who were guarding the Capitol that day reported being physically injured, but hundreds of others have said that the number is much higher, including those who are now suffering from trauma.
Mm-hmm.
In case you have forgotten, Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick suffered strokes. He died of natural causes a day after the riot. 4 other officers committed suicide in the days and months afterwards. The FBI says that in the 3 years since the January 6th attack, more than 1,200 people have been charged with participating. 149 have been convicted of assault, 41 convicted of assault with a dangerous weapon, 87 convicted on obstruction, 27 people convicted of entering and staying on federal grounds with a dangerous weapon, and more than 80 people are still wanted for acts of violence at the Capitol. And what I find so particularly disturbing about this, beyond just watching what happened that day, because I watched it go down in real time.
Same.
Was horrifying.
Yeah. Yes.
It was horrifying. And I can remember the first view of them taking a police officer's riot shield and bashing in windows.
Yeah.
And sitting there thinking, what is going on?
because it was caught on video, it happened later that day. But when you saw the video of the police officer being like
squished in the door
and just screaming for help,
it was horrible.
And like hearing people scream, like, get his helmet. It's like, this is, and you know, and I'm making no joke about this whatsoever. So please, listeners, do not take it as such. But the fact that one of the people who was there that day now sits in Congress really upsets me. Like, we can make all the jokes we want, but it really upsets me that someone who was there that day, I'm not accusing this person of action of anything, but the fact that they were there with those individuals and now is sitting in a place of power in Congress is one of the most disturbing slash infuriating, unpatriotic things, in my opinion. Period.
Well, and along with being unpatriotic is the attempt now to whitewash what happened that day.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to get to that in a little bit. If you want to join us, 844-967-2789. Bill from Oconomowoc is on the line. Good morning, Bill. Thank you so much for joining the show. What do you want to say?
A great topic, as always. Your station is really awesome, and what you've accomplished in short time is making people aware. That's what you do. On the people that have been convicted for the January 6th insurrection, we have to pass through Americans. These people will never be granted freedom from their charges. There can be no grant clemency or anything like that, including Trump, because this is high crimes against our country. If we don't do that and these people get pardoned, we make a statement to bring it on, guys, let's have some more of it. We are happy with the insurrection, because I don't think this is a laughing joke. I don't think there's any humor in what they did. We have to stand fast, no pardons, no clemency, including Trump. We can do it as a nation if we really want to.
You're absolutely right, Bill. And again, Donald Trump has already said if he's reelected, he is going to pardon hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who were there attacking our Capitol police officers and D.C. police officers with metal poles and bear spray. It's just remarkable to me now to hearing again, and this happens maybe not in the immediate aftermath of the attack, but within a couple of weeks. It was, it was a normal tourist visit. They were all, it was fine. It was just fine. And, you know, okay, a few people got a little rambunctious. Yeah, that's not what it was.
They were walking between the velvet ropes. So, of course, they were in a line. Right. Of course, they were. But what we were talking about yesterday is the hypocrisy of it all. It's like, okay, they were a peaceful bunch, or were they crazy Antifa? They're crazy Antifa. They weren't patriots, but you're saying they're patriots. So make up your mind.
Yes. You know? One or the other.
I guess the point is like, why can't you just be on the same team and say like, yes, these people are terrible. They don't represent our party. They don't represent America. It's literally a fraction of the voting population. You can say, and most of them don't live in your state. Probably you can say like, yes, throw them in jail. I don't care. I'm still going to be in power. I'm still going to get voted in. You know, it's so angry. And you see the former Speaker of the House condemn the election as far as what they were trying to do. And then what, a week later?
He's completely turned around. When I was going through sound clips yesterday, deciding what we wanted to use, there was an address by Mitch McConnell, who at the time was Senate Minority Leader, I believe.
No, majority, I think.
No, it was Schumer and Pelosi were...
In 2020?
In 2021.
Oh, yes, 21, yeah.
So okay. He was a minority leader. But Mitch McConnell had an address to Congress, and I thought it was a really excellent description of the timeline of events and the former president's involvement, or shall we say, non-involvement in resolving the conflict. Here is Mitch McConnell talking to Congress shortly after the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
January 6th was a disgrace. American citizens attacked their own government. They used terrorism to try to stop a specific piece of domestic business they did not like. Fellow Americans beat and bloodied our own police. They stormed the Senate floor. They tried to hunt down the Speaker of the House. They built a gallows and chanted about murdering the Vice President. They did this because they'd been fed wild falsehoods by the most powerful man on earth. Because he was angry, he lost an election.
That's Mitch McConnell.
There's no question. None.
Shortly after the
President Trump is practically.
Let this man speak.
And morally responsible for provoking the events of the day.
That was Mitch McConnell shortly after the attack on the Capitol of January 6th and kind of just taking us through the timeline of what happened that day.
Yeah.
And we have a texter from the 920. Aaron says, when I first saw news of the January 6th insurrection, I thought it was The Onion or something. I was horrified to find out that this was reality.
Yeah, I mean, it was like I think I said yesterday, I was at work and we had we wanted to see the ratification of the votes come through. And all of a sudden this started happening. I said to my coworkers, I'm like, I think something's going on.
Yeah.
And it was terrifying to watch.
Let's play that second clip, Kelvin, from Mitch McConnell, please.
This was an intensifying crescendo of conspiracy theories orchestrated by an outgoing president who seemed determined to either overturn the voters' decision or else torch our institutions on the way out. The unconscionable behavior did not end when the violence actually began. Whatever our ex-president claims he thought might happen that day, we know he was watching the same live television as the rest of us. A mob was assaulting the Capitol in his name. These criminals were carrying his banners, hanging his flags, and screaming their loyalty to him. It was obvious that only President Trump could end this. He was the only one who could.
Mitch McConnell talking about what happened on January 6th. We have just a couple of minutes, Kelvin. Let's play that next clip for Mitch McConnell.
Former aides publicly begged him to do so. Loyal allies frantically called the administration. The president did not act swiftly. He did not do his job. He didn't take steps so federal law could be faithfully executed and order restored. No. Instead, according to public reports, he watched television happily, as the chaos unfolded. He kept pressing his scheme to overturn the election. Now, even after it was clear to any reasonable observer that Vice President Pence was in serious danger, even as the mob carrying Trump banners was beating cops and breaching perimeters, the president sent a further tweet attacking his own vice president. Now, predictably and foreseeably under the circumstances, members of the mob seem to interpret this as a further inspiration to lawlessness and violence, not surprisingly.
Mitch McConnell speaking shortly after the attack on the Capitol on January 6th. We're just doing a little recap tomorrow, marking the third anniversary of that attack. We will continue this. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air across the Civic Media Radio Network. Face the strain.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin, all with you, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us if you want to text and or call at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Tomorrow marking the third anniversary of the attack on the U.S. Capitol. We were listening to some clips a little bit earlier from Mitch McConnell just the day after the attack, and pretty much taking us through the timeline of what happened and the then president's essentially non-response to the violence that was happening that day until it had been going on for what, 3.5 hours.
3 hours, yeah. Then he did that insipid video.
Oh, how about we love you?
We love you. Go home. Don't get hurt. We love you. And it made it very weird because you realize you've never heard him say the word love before other than in...
loving Kim Jong-un.
Well, yeah, like he had never said, I love America, I love you as the American people, and in a, what a tone feels like when you say love. He said that, and you're like, don't ever say that to anybody, you sound weird. Like, it just, because it's not his natural mode.
No, it's not.
At all.
Insults are much more his mode.
Exactly.
Calvin, let's play that final clip from Mitch McConnell, please.
Impeachment, conviction, and removal are a specific intra-governmental safety valve. It is not the criminal justice system where individual accountability is the paramount goal. Indeed, Justice Story specifically reminded that while former officials were not eligible for impeachment or conviction, President Trump is still liable for everything he did while he was in office as an ordinary citizen, unless the statute of limitations is run, still liable for everything he did while he's in office. Didn't get away with anything yet. Yeah.
Mitch McConnell explaining why the Senate did not convict then-President Trump, saying that they didn't have that authority because he was out of office. And so, and his explanation into why then this should be tried in the courts. Which is what's happening now.
Yeah, which is what's happening now. And Mitch McConnell has never backed down from these statements. He's never...
He never tried to whitewash
it. He's never given any sort of idea that he likes that man. Now, granted, I'm not going to give him credit for not backing down because there's so many other things that he's done that I despise, including not really going after this man well enough, in my opinion. But point is, yeah, he was like the lone guy after a while who was the only one in the party who was saying... In that position of power, yes. Saying this man happened. Is a danger.
Yes.
He's a danger.
And this happened.
Yeah.
For example, Congressman Andy Klein called the January 6th attack, quote, there was an undisciplined mob, but to call it an insurrection, in my opinion, is a bold-faced lie. Mm. Watching TV footage of those who entered the Capitol and walked through Statuary Hall showed people in an orderly fashion in between the stanchions and ropes taking pictures. If you didn't know, rather, the footage was from January 6th, you would actually think it was a normal tourist visit.
He's right. Let's shut it down. You're right.
It was nothing. Nothing happened.
It was
the 140 Capitol police officers who were injured, the four who either died or committed suicide in the aftermath of this attack. We should just let that all slide.
Yeah. I guess at the end of the day, they have to deal with it with whether you want to talk about the voters or themselves or their God or whatever. But like, just to it just goes to show that they really don't care about, like, when they say, like, we back the police, back the blue, like, we, you know, law enforcement, all that stuff.
Right.
It's all just a bunch of hogwash because they really don't. Because if they did care, they would have done something to protect those officers who have gone through so much.
844-967-2789. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thank you for joining us.
Hi. Thank you for having me. You know, that last statement by McConnell, I don't give him any credit at all, because he could have also voted for impeachment, impeached Trump, and then it could have went through the courts, too. Yeah. So he could have done the right thing, and then the courts could have turned it around. Instead, he does the wrong thing, and now we got to fight harder to try and make up for it.
Yeah. Not to mention, Troy, let's also not forget, he could have voted for conviction the first impeachment the previous year instead of truncating the evidence. So, yeah, exactly. I don't give him really any credit for anything.
I appreciate the call, Troy. Thank you so very much. Gary from Sussex is on the line. Good morning, Gary. Thank you for calling. What do you want to say?
Well, okay, I want you to give me a chance to get what I have to say.
Okay, we got 3 minutes. We got 3 minutes.
Okay, great. Easily.
Okay, go.
Okay, Republicans basically do not go out and riot. They really don't. I mean, there's this riot.
Say that again.
At the Capitol. They don't normally riot.
Normally.
Okay. Normally, right. Yes. You cannot say that Republicans have gone out there and rioted. Like, if they don't like something, like during the BLM riots, they
the protests.
Now,
Gary, but we're not saying that all Republicans riot all the time.
No.
We're talking specifically about what happened at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. And there continues to be this dichotomy. It's either they were all Antifa and it was all fed by the FBI.
Corrupt
on the
FBI.
One hand, corrupt FBI. And on the other hand, these were Trump supporters who are patriots, who the former president now says he will pardon.
They should not have done that. That was absolutely wrong. I watched the speech. I saw what was going on. I remember specifically him saying, go to the Capitol, tell them how you feel, but do it peacefully.
He never said peacefully.
Yes, he did. I heard it. I absolutely heard it. You guys did not hear it because you didn't want to hear it. I heard it. He said, go to the Capitol and do it peacefully. Just go out there and Google it. You'll hear it with your own ears.
But that doesn't change the fact, Gary. That doesn't change the fact, Gary, that he watched that violence happening for 3 hours and did nothing.
He should have stopped it immediately.
But he didn't.
He was absolutely wrong.
But he didn't.
But he didn't.
Okay.
And I think the potential, had he done the right thing and stepped up and said, knock it off, go home, we wouldn't even be having this discussion, but that's not what happened.
And also, I love to see just Republicans say, these individuals are not part of our party then. Don't defend them in any way, shape, or form. Don't like try to say, well, in comparison to other groups of individuals, no, these individuals don't represent your party. They don't represent America. They don't represent the freedom that Republicans tend to wave their flag at. These are just criminals. They're traitors.
Gary, I really appreciate your calling. I genuinely do. 844-967-2789. When we return, a very special guest, a retired Rear Admiral from the U.S. Navy, has been talking to groups in Milwaukee and Madison about the importance of the November election and the specific threat that the former president poses to our democracy. Keep it right here. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. CBS News Brief. Scary moments on board an Alaska Airlines plane. It had to make an emergency landing after a window blew out midair. KOIN-TV reporter Joyce Ogiri is at Portland International Airport.
I spoke to a passenger that was very shaken up, and he told me he was trying to process it all, and it was very traumatizing to him.
The airline's temporarily grounding all of its Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes now for safety inspections. In Valley Forge, Pennsylvania yesterday, President Biden kicked off his re-election campaign.
As we begin this election year, we must be clear, democracy is on the ballot. Your freedom is on the ballot.
So who's likely to get hit with the most snow this weekend?
Portions of interior Massachusetts, southern New Hampshire could be looking at a foot of snow by the time this system ends on Sunday.
That's National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard, CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two consultants hired to analyze new legislative maps for Wisconsin will be paid as much as $100,000 each in taxpayer money. Terms of their contracts weren't just made public. The state Supreme Court has ruled the old maps unconstitutional. Wisconsin state troopers are enlisting truckers and other commercial drivers to help fight human trafficking. The state patrol trains them to look out for warning signs potential victims may be sending out.
A lot of times these victims could be, you know, appearing fearful, submissive, timid in some cases. There might also be signs that their movement is, or at the very least, has been controlled.
Trooper Sean Bryan of the State Patrol. January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with a few flurries and snow showers late and lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, more clouds and more snow showers, even a little rain mixed in the afternoon. High to the mid-30s. Snow showers and flurries wrap up tomorrow night, mostly cloudy in mid-30s Sunday. Current temp is 30.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
The Shaw, WAUK.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Calvin on the board, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have a very special guest with us in studio. Retired Rear Admiral Michael Smith is here. Good morning, Admiral. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We were talking the earlier half hour, just recapping what happened on the January 6th, 3 years ago, the anniversary, the third anniversary is tomorrow, and talking about essentially what went down that day and how different sides are playing this differently. Some call the people who, some of the 700 people who have now been jailed are patriots, and others call them criminals. And we did want to clarify something, Greg Buck.
Yeah, so I looked at the transcript. Former President Trump did say peacefully in his speech.
Before they marched
before
to the Capitol.
Before he did it, but does not absolve him of his responsibility.
Well, I just think it's important that if we make an error, because Gary from Sussex is the one who pointed that out, if we make an error, I want to make sure that we own it.
Yeah.
And acknowledge it. So that's where we are with that. Admiral Mike Smith is a retired U.S. Navy Rear Admiral in the Navy for over 30 years, completed combat tours in Desert Storm, Bosnia, Kosovo, Iraqi Freedom. He founded and led the National Security Leaders for Biden in 2020, an independent nonpartisan advocacy group, including over 1,100 former senior national security Republicans, Democrats, and independents. So, Admiral Smith, I know that you've been speaking, you've been doing several speaking engagements, and you're very concerned about the upcoming presidential election in November. What are your biggest concerns?
You know, I think my biggest concern is that we've got to communicate to the American people the existential threat that Donald Trump poses to American democracy. This is not a simple election of policy differences between parties. This is the future of the American Republic as we know it.
I'm sure you have seen the Project 2025 website, which kind of lays out what would be the actions of the next, if there would be another Trump administration. And at least from what I have gathered from that is it would fundamentally change the way our government works.
Absolutely. I mean, if you take the whole spectrum of what he tried to do his first administration, which thankfully there were barriers in place and people, responsible people, who told him no. Now add those efforts where there will not be guardrails to these new initiatives that they're trying to do. The vetting that you have to pass before you're even put forward as a potential political appointee, he's going to be surrounded by people who will just say yes.
Yes.
Who have no moral compass and who are, and look at the fact that the ideas that Donald Trump has proposed, like suspending the Constitution, or as you're talking about, the insurgents of 6 January were found guilty in a court of law. That's the rule of law. You can't go and just absolve these criminals and say, oh, they're not guilty. Either you support the rule of law or you don't, and you're the president.
It must be more than disheartening for someone who has been in service and serving our country for all of these years to hear some of our lawmakers now try and whitewash what occurred that day and call these people patriots. I can't imagine your level of frustration.
It's absolutely disgusting. At the end of the day, what is that doing? That's normalizing the use of violence in an election, if you happen to be the loser and you don't like the results, you know that it's okay because eventually you'll just be pardoned. That's not what America's about. It's free and open elections, and we accept that, all right, I lost. I'll come back and try again next time.
That's how it's supposed to work.
Mm-hmm. That's how it's supposed to work.
And I remember very clearly also shortly after the election, there were some members of Congress saying, he just needs to get used to the idea. Don't worry, he's going to leave. He just needs a little time. Let's give him a little more time to accept the fact that he lost. Like he's a third grader.
Right, and I'll tell you, that's why I'm here. Now, I helped run and founded the National Leaders for Biden in 2020. We thought that our efforts to help defeat Trump would end our organization. But as he spewed these lies about the election, and as he, at the events of 6th January, we realized we needed to stick together. Now we're National Leaders for America. And the idea is we have to defend the future of democracy. Democracy literally is on the ballot this year, and we've got to make sure the American people understand that.
If you're just joining us, this is Matt Nair on air. Our special guest is retired Navy Admiral Michael Smith, who is very concerned about what's going to happen after the next presidential election coming our way in November. Admiral Smith, you're working with a bipartisan group now. This is not, you're not just working with Democrats, some of these other leaders in these organizations. You're working with Democrats and Republicans and independents.
Absolutely. Our mission is to defend democracy. So we are going to oppose candidates who are anti-democratic. We're going to oppose voting rights efforts to that will counter the free elections or your ability to vote. So we are not associated with a party. In fact, we were involved in the midterms, and Georgia is a great example. We went against Herschel Walker because he was an election denier, mm-hmm. and he was absolutely anti-democratic, and we couldn't let him in the Senate. We did not get involved in the governor's race because Governor Kemp was pro-democracy. So we're not associated with any party. We're associated with a mission to defend democracy.
Admiral Smith, what then do you think, because there are Trump supporters, MAGA Republicans, who will never admit to any of this. Is it what they're watching? Is it what they're not watching? How can we get through to those people who are just adamant in their support and their denial in some instances of what we all saw happen with our own eyes?
Jane, I'll tell you that for my organization, we're not going to try and change their minds. There's a solid 30% of the Republican Party that you can't change their minds. So we are going to go after the undecided voter. We're going to try and convince them, the average American, frankly, that is spent the last 3 years not really paying attention to Donald Trump, sort of forgetting about him, going about their daily lives, going to work, raising a family, not really looking at politics like we do and not aware of the news cycle. We're going after those people to remind them of what he did. 6th January just happens to be the most visible aspect of his strategy to undermine that fair election. As you're seeing recently, all these fake elector plots, you know, that was also part of his same strategy. I mean, your own senator is alleged to have tried to contact then Vice President Pence and deliver these false documents to try and overthrow an election. So we've got to get to the average American who just isn't tuned into that right now and convince them of the dangers.
And I'm glad you brought up the Ron Johnson incident, if you will, or the attempt. We were talking about it earlier, and to me it's shocking that these individuals who are involved in this, whether it be lawyers, whether it be fake electors, they're all working, they're now working with the government to take down the big fish. But there is also no punishment involved either. They're getting away with essentially, you know, doing traitorous acts against the country. And in Wisconsin alone, we have a man who's still sitting on the election commission who was a part of this, and he's not being fired. He's not being
fined or anything.
They're saying, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's, you know, it's he knows what he did. He won't get dessert. I just find that crazy that there is no punishment for these individuals whatsoever, and they get to keep their jobs. They get to keep doing what they're doing.
You know, I certainly at the end of the day, I have to have faith in the prosecutors. Yeah. And they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
As long as we keep getting these new information from those folks who were the fake electors themselves.
Yeah.
And they give us more information that we can use against Donald Trump, that we can demonstrate why he's a threat. These were from the people that at that time were willing to support him. Mm-hmm. And they were willing to do these illegal acts. You can't say that's disinformation. He can't blame the other guys on creating that. That's what he was doing. And he supported, and his lieutenants supported. And so as long as we can get that information from him, from these individuals, maybe that'll be the benefit of this.
Retired Rear Admiral Michael Smith is here talking about the upcoming presidential election and the particular threat that the former president poses to our democracy. I think you made a really good point, Admiral, about, and we talk about this all the time, we swim in politics. That's where we live, and so we're probably hyper-focused on these things. And I can appreciate where, for people who don't swim where we swim, you can miss some of the details. You're going on with your life. You have kids. You have college. You have a job. You have older parents. So what can we do to break through other than just do reminders?
You know, I think this show and what you're doing here and the playing the statements that Mitch McConnell himself made, so no one can say that's the one party or the other. You know, this is what we have to do. And traditionally, folks aren't going to pay attention until the summer. This is such a big threat. We've got to get them paying attention now. You know, often the primaries are just by the real base of the party. And then not until the general election do the millions of Americans start to pay attention. We've got to get their attention now. And I think what you're doing here, the other groups that are out there right now working on this, this is what we have to do.
Well, and I think, too, it's important for people to remember the number of people in the former Trump administration. And again, he promised us he would surround himself with only the best people, all the best people. And a vast majority of those people who either left or were fired or resigned have come out and said he is not qualified and should never again be anywhere near the Oval Office. People from within his own administration that he handpicked. That should be telling.
Absolutely. And that's the message we've got to get out there.
No, I agree. I think it goes back to also to the idea of what you were saying, Admiral, which is we have to also just let go of a certain people. I have friends who are like, how can I like get my uncle or my grandpa? It's like, just stop for a little bit. Like you're not going to get them to change their mind at this point. You've given them all the evidence. You've given them all the information. It's time to just start talking to the people who aren't paying attention at all. And, you know, don't respond to your uncles. Like literally, I have those people in my family.
Sure.
I had to tell myself, they're never going to agree with me. They're never going to believe me. So it's just time to move on to other individuals or other things.
Retired Rear Admiral of the Navy Michael Smith is with us. Tomorrow is the third anniversary of the attack on the U.S. Capitol. We have just a couple of minutes left. Calvin, do we still have those clips from U.S. Senator Ron Johnson? This is what he said initially, a short time, I believe it was 2021, about the attack on the U.S. Capitol. U.S. Senator, Republican of Wisconsin, Ron Johnson.
I knew those are people that love this country, that truly respect law enforcement, would never do anything to break a law. And so I wasn't concerned. Now, had the tables been turned, Joe, this could be in trouble. Had the tables been turned and President Trump won the election, and those were tens of thousands of Black Lives Matter and Antifa protesters, I might have been a little concerned.
So a couple of things I take away from there is
so that much going on with that statement.
He just admitted that President Biden won the election, essentially.
Strike one.
And these are patriots. They love their country. Then we have a clip from Senator Johnson about a year later talking about the same thing.
You had once said that you once just described January 6th and what happened at the Capitol that day as a peaceful protest. And what happened on the Senate side of the Capitol was more peaceful than anything else. We've seen video of a senator running down the hallway. We've seen videos of people breaking windows. We've seen some violent video even on the Senate side of the Capitol. Do you still stand by your statement?
Well, first of all, I don't think you're quoting me accurately. You'd have to take the entire context. What I did say, I wasn't personally scared on January 6th because we were immediately locked in the Senate. My assumption was a couple of crazy people got by security. You know, we were in the Senate for no more than 5 or 10 minutes, and we were ushered out a back step. I went back to my office. Then I turned on the TV. Then I saw the violence. I condemned it immediately. I condemned it forcefully. I've condemned it repeatedly, as I condemned the violence that occurred during the 570 riots during the summer of 2020.
We are going to impose on Admiral Michael Smith and see if you could stay with us for one more break.
Sure, absolutely.
Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're going across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You do have to recognize it, that we got back in session within, 6 or 7 hours?
This is the Shaw WAUK.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
MagDiamonds.com.
This is The Shaw.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin's on the board, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to our special guest, retired Rear Admiral Michael Smith, who has elected to graciously share his time with us for another segment. We're talking about tomorrow being the third anniversary of the attack on the Capitol. The third anniversary of January 6th, and Admiral Smith has been talking to groups, essentially trying to explain why a second term, a second administration under Donald Trump would be seriously damaging to our country.
Absolutely. I think we've got to be able to help them see that he has to be stopped. Donald Trump can never be allowed to return to the Oval Office again.
And the number, again, I go back to the number of people who served in his administration who have now come out and said the same thing should be telling. Are they all just sore losers? Are they? Is that what people think?
I just think Donald Trump repeats lies so often that they just become reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really tried and true propaganda tactic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. I mean, if you take a look at what he's done, this is exactly what you do for propaganda.
Yeah.
And his core base believes everything he's saying. I think you may have mentioned, but the recent poll that the Washington Post and University of Maryland came out where a quarter of the Americans believe the FBI was responsible for instigating 6 January events. Oh, my God. Really? Well, because Trump keeps saying that. And we've got to break through and convince at least the people that are influenceable that those are just lies.
Jane read just a portion of your CV of what you've done for this country. On paper, you should be the person who these individuals, because you've fought for America, you've defended our freedom, you've done all the things that they think is important, and yet you come to them with a message saying, no, this man is dangerous to our freedom. How do you deal with individuals who claim to be so loving of this country, but will say probably to your face in loud tones that you are wrong, even though you are the one who has laid it on the line for this nation? I just imagine like they must love you in what you're doing, but as soon as you speak against what they love, that's it. You don't know America. You're not a patriot. I don't know how do you deal with that as a person.
I've always felt that that's great. At the end of the day, that's what I was serving our country by.
Yeah.
So you have the freedom to speak.
Exactly.
Not Donald Trump, who wants to suspend the Constitution, mm-hmm. who wants to send Black Hawk helicopters over peaceful protesters to intimidate them. Come forward. You don't agree with me? I'm happy for you to tell me you don't agree with
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's what a free and open election is about. You vote your way, I vote my way. Both of our votes count. But you don't abrogate the entire voting of millions of people because it didn't go the way you wanted it to go.
Yeah.
And that is something also I think is worth reminding people of. Donald Trump has a history of claiming people cheat even before the votes are cast. He said Ted Cruz cheated when he won the Iowa caucus. Hillary Clinton was going to cheat even though she lost. Everybody cheats. Everybody's going to cheat.
He says
it's all rigged. It's all rigged before it ever happens
exactly.
to set the table so that when he can come, then he can come back and say, see, I was right. I lost. They cheated.
Mm-hmm. I think this is going to be the most frightening general election we've had for that reason. He is already going to be establishing that as his answer, no matter how the election goes. How do we prevent that from happening? What are we going to do to make sure we don't have another January 6th when Trump loses again?
I truly don't. That's the thing is I don't know. And if it happened, like we were talking about before the show today, you know, he set the bar low. That means someone can make it lower. And if January 6th happened once, it can happen again. And I think what you were talking about before, Admiral, is we have to inform the people. We have to have those conversations, difficult as they may be, or interrupt people's convenience as they may be. It's important to discuss it, because if we don't, then we're going to be staring down a very bleak future, which I don't want to end the show on either, you know?
Well, no, I understand. But I'm curious, Admiral, when you heard those two clips that we played from Wisconsin Senior Senator Ron Johnson, on the one hand going, they were peaceful protesters, it was fine. And then a year later, it's like, no, I condemned it immediately. He's not alone in these kinds of flip-flops. What do you think about those kinds of politicians who do that?
You know, look at what everybody said the day after the 6th January events. All of them, to a person, you know, they're frightened, they were scared, their families were scared. It was wrong. A week later, or weeks later, all of those people changed. Suddenly you have McCarthy going down to Mar-a-Lago. Mm-hmm. You know, it becomes a politician worried about their power and retaining power. And it's self-interest over country. Donald Trump represents self-interest over country. And he has all of these supporters that are doing the same thing. It's disgusting. That's why my organization's not just trying to defeat Donald Trump. We have to defeat others below him, down ballot, senators and congressmen who are going to try and do the same thing back in D.C. We've got to return to the good old days when we just worried about, I don't like your policies. But right now we are not there.
No, we're absolutely not. No. Give us the name again of your organization, Admiral Smith.
It's National Security Leaders for America.
Retired Rear Admiral Michael Smith has been our guest. He's been in the Navy for over 30 years with combat tours in Desert Storm, Bosnia, Kosovo, Iraqi Freedom, commanded at all operational levels. Again, a number of combat tours. He was awarded the Bronze Star for action during combat. Looking at your resume, Admiral Smith, if only you had had a little motivation, you might have actually accomplished something.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you,
Admiral.
Thank
you for what you're doing. We really appreciate it.
And thank you for what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Stay close. We have news coming up very shortly, followed by the wonderful Todd Alba program. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, safe weekend. And we hope that you have a chance to find some joy today and you get the opportunity to share it. Stay right here. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS.